Hey everybody, it is Andrea. It's April 10th, and what started out as a really normal Tuesday took a crazy turn when the announcement was made that Style Me Pretty, the iconic wedding blog that has been around for nearly 10 years, will be shutting down at the end of the month. This news has upended the wedding industry, and there's a level of freaking out that I haven't seen in years. I really wanted to kind of let this go. I didn't want to comment on it originally, but the phone calls, the text messages, the Facebook posts, everything has my colleagues spinning. And I had to take a moment and just say to my fellow wedding professionals, calm down, please. Are you going to lose links? Sure. But you know what? So will all of your competitors. Will you need to do a little legwork to capture all the press that you got and to safeguard that in terms of screenshots and digital archives? Sure. Will you have one less blog and channel to check in with every morning? Yeah, of course. But the world is going to move on because the world always does. There was a time when we all had Walkmans, and those Walkmans gave way to iPods, and the iPods gave way to iPhones. MySpace moved out of the way for Facebook, Periscope disappeared, Vine disappeared, and now we have Instagram and Snapchat. Style Me Pretty had an extraordinary run, and I have no idea why they shuttered. I'm not going to disrespect the creators and the founders of that business or their employees by speculating about things I don't know. I don't know why they didn't sell. I don't know why they didn't morph into something new. I can't tell you what's going to happen to the content or how it's going to affect your traffic, but I can tell you what it means for the wedding industry at large. And that's nothing. Literally, nothing is going to happen to our industry at large. Couples are going to continue to fall in love. They will get engaged. They will get married. They are going to use other mediums outside of Style Me Pretty. Things are going to spring up in its place. And your clients are always going to find you. Magazines are going to come and go. Businesses are going to come and go. Blogs are going to come and go. But the things that make our company, the fiber of our beings as custodians of this industry, those things remain the same. Hard work, transparency, creativity, communication, the ability to look at the world and find a way to make it better, to make it more beautiful. This industry exists because we bring dreams to life. We benchmark moments and we tell stories. As a community, we will wake up tomorrow and we will continue to do those things. If today's announcement does anything to us as a whole, I hope it inspires us to get back to the basics of just being damn good at what it is we do. I hope we remember that the world turns on a dime. Things are moving at record speed, and today's icons are tomorrow's faded memories. I hope that we can remember that this closing is not about us. It's about the founders, the creators, the employees who built that brand. A real person had to sit down and write that announcement today. Somebody had to input it onto their website and hit publish. There are people that went to work as a part of their team and they left very unsure about their future. Somebody's driving home and has to explain to their spouse that they're not going to have health insurance by the end of the month. Somebody had a dream that died, and this is prolifically sad for them. For us, it's inconvenient. But for those people, this is a sad, sad day, and we need to be respectful of them. And the best way to do that is to calm down. Take the night, do what you need to do to secure your digital real estate. Remember that you are bigger than a blog, that the work you do for people is not measured in links, but in memories. And as long as we all do a good job, we're going to be okay. And you know what? So are they. And so I wish them peace tonight. I look forward to seeing what comes next, both from the owners and from the employees, because none of these people are done telling stories. But I also look forward to what comes next in our industry with love and appreciation for all of the years of inspiration. Thank you, Style Me Pretty. Regardless of today's announcement, you absolutely changed the world for people like me. And for that, I am eternally grateful. You guys have a good night. Talk to you soon.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.